Hi, it's Morgan. Welcome to this new episode in which we're going to talk about money mantras, quote unquote money mantras or affirmations. And let me tell you that you could repeat, I love money and money loves me 30 times per day until you start believing it. And it might take a while, speaking from experience here for my past self, or do this instead. So let me explain. I know that no one wants to hear this, but repeating money mantras won't help if you have deeply rooted false beliefs around money, like fear of lack, scarcity mindset, etc. And this is more common than you think, just so you know you're not alone. When you have heard negative stories about money all your childhood, or even judgment, like money is the root of evil. People who have money aren't nice people, or they don't care, or what else? It's hard to make money. And, you know, like people who have money never have enough, whatever you have heard, right? Chances are that it has affected you and your relationship with money. So now you are self-employed and you're feeling capped. You're tired of operating from a place of lack. And yeah, because you know there is more to life than struggling financially, I mean, and you want this financial prosperity. You know it's possible. Of course it is possible. And you've been looking for solutions, and thumbs up to you, because it means you want your dreams to come true and you want to claim the prosperity that you know is yours. So you're not giving up on yourself. And on your journey, like most of us, I know I did, you came across affirmations to manifest more prosperity, right? So you've been repeating all the affirmations. Maybe you've even like used crystals or whatever. I did that before I knew better. You even wrote your favorite ones on a post-it note. You stuck it on your wall so that you can see it. But so far, it hasn't done anything for you. And if you recognize yourself in all of that, here is why. As I always say, affirmations don't work if you don't do the deeper work. So this is what I mean. Repeating affirmations, if you don't change your actions, your thoughts, your behaviors, and even your language, the way you speak, to match the energy of the affirmation, it won't help. Or if it does, it will take much, much, much longer than it needs to. And if you don't fully believe in the affirmation that you're repeating because of a subconscious belief, there will be a dissonance, meaning energies will be conflicting and you will be spinning your wheels. Because that's how energy works. If you want something, but your subconscious mind has perceived it as a threat due to childhood programming, or sometimes past life and ancestral and all of that, but everything is gathered in the childhood programming anyway, there will be like mixed signals, what I call mixed signals. The universe responds to frequencies. So if you send out signals like, oh, I want this, but at the same time, this is dangerous, then you will experience stagnation or movements like stop and go, or what we generally call feast and famine, right? Well, that's a bit extreme, but I don't like this expression. So what to do? Of course, you can download my free training, Unlock Your Financial Flow, that's available on my website, but not only. Work on your money beliefs and your money story. What do you really believe about money? Is this serving you? How can you change that if it's not serving you? And how can you align your language, your thoughts, your actions, and behaviors to match your desires. So, for example, if you're working on creating more prosperity, on opening yourself up to receiving more, and you say, you're used to saying like, oh man, I'm broke this month. No. You won't want to say I'm broke. You will want to say I'm working on changing my financial situation, for example, or improving my financial situation. Something positive. And even, like I say, even if you're not seeing it yet in your reality, remember everything is energy. Everything is created at an energy level first, because the physical is dense, right? We live in a dense material world, so it has to make its way. So of course you still need to take action. But it's like everything you do, the way you think, the way you feel, has to come into alignment with what you desire. And it has nothing to do with anything woo-woo, or like, it's not about sitting there meditating and waiting for it to fall from the sky. Like I said, we're in a material world, you still need to take action. But it's more in a way that serves your highest good, to support yourself and to support the goal that you are working on reaching, right? So, like I said, I'm inviting you to download my free training, Unlock Your Financial Flow, no strings attached. It's not a cookie cutter strategy. It's not a boring theory. It's activating contents like food for thoughts, and you have journal prompts as well to dig deeper into your beliefs and how to rewire them. So just check the link in the description of this podcast for instant access. So I really hope this episode helps. And yeah, I will see you in the next episode. Thanks for listening. Bye.